This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يخالفون تخالفون المسلمين بعوان ربما تضطر وتفتح هذا انقلق تفتح صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد. اليوم السادس من شهر جمادى الأولى 1445 الموافق ل 20 من شهر نوفمبر 2023 نواصل درسنا في هذا الكتاب المبارك الداء والدواء. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يبارك فينا وفيما نتعلمه وأن يغفر لنا الزلات ويغفر للمؤلف ويرفع درجته في العليين. السلام عليكم. So بإذن الله عز وجل we continue from where we stopped last درس. And the last class we are talking about المحبة والإرادة أصل كل دين. Every religion that somebody is using, the root of that religion is going back to the irada and the mahabba. So if I'm not mistaken, we reach a place where he says, وَلَمَّا عَلِمَ نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ قَبْلَهُ وَكُلُّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنَ الدِّينَيْنِ فَهُوَ صِرَاطُهُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ الَّذِي هُوَ عَلَيْهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فهو على صراط مستقيم في أمره ونهيه وثوابه وعقابه. You know, he says there are parts of deen, right? الدين الأمر والدين الجزائي. Yeah, الدين الأمر, this is the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his rules and his laws. And الدين الجزائي is the one that is based on الجزاء, the reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward a person according to whatever he did in this life. In khayran fa khayran wa in sharran fa sharran. Man ya'mal mithqala dharratin khayran yarahu wa man ya'mal mithqala dharratin sharran yarahu. So Ibn Qayyim says kullu wahidin min ad-dinayn fa huwa ala siratin mustaqim. Both types of religion are upon the sirat al-mustaqim. This sirat al-mustaqim huwa alladhi alayhi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is الصراط المستقيم في أمره ونهيه وثوابه وإقامه in his commands in also forbidden things that Allah SWT wants to stay away from وثوابه and his reward وإقامه and his punishment. السلام عليكم. Assalamu alaikum. Please, your voice is reaching us. Yeah. So he says both of them are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon the Sirat al-Mustaqim fi amrihi, in his commands. The best commands you can ever see is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa nahihi, and the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to stay away from it. The best forbidden things, you know, that somebody might ask you to stay away from are those which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you to stay away from, because it leads to success in life. Wa thawabihi wa iqabihi, and when he rewards, he is upon the sirat al-mustaqim. Wa iqabihi, when he punishes, he is upon the sirat al-mustaqim. Kama qala ta'ala ikhbaran an nabiyhi Hudin alayhi salatu wassalam annahu qala li qawmihi إني أشهد الله وأشهد أني بريء مما تشركون من دونه فكيدوني جميعا ثم لا تنظر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon the Sirat al-Mustaqim in everything he does. Just like what he says, the telling of his prophet, Hud alayhi salam. Hud was talking to his people. He said, إني أشهد الله وأشهد. He said, I bear witness. And I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to witness this. Washhadu, you also should bear this witness. Anni bari'un mimma tushrikun. I have disconnected myself from anything you do, which is none other than shirk. Min duni. You know, whatever partner you have other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which you believe to be the partner of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am not with this. Washhadu anni bari'un mimma tushrikun min dunihi fakiduni jami'an. And therefore, you can just plot against me, all of you, the way you want. ثُمَّ لَا تُنْذِرُونَ, and don't give me any respite. That's what we say. This is his miracle, right? Challenging those giant, huge creations. None of them can do it. He told them, just go out and do whatever you want. ثُمَّ لَا تُنْذِرُونَ, and don't give me respite. You know, just do whatever you want. إِنِّي تَوَكَّلْتُ عَلَى اللَّهِ رَبِّي وَرَبِّكُمْ. He said, I depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, who is my Lord and your Lord, the one who created me and the one who created you. تَوَكَّلْتُ عَلَى اللَّهِ رَبِّي وَرَبِّكُمْ مَا مِن دَابَّةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ آخِذٌ بِنَصِيتِهَا. There is no dabba. There is no animals or dabba or anything that walks on earth. Dabba here includes everything. Everything. Because dabba, according to the language, it's referring to the whatever walks on earth. So this is general. It includes every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَّا هُوَ آخِذٌ بِنَصِيَتِهَا. Allah is the one who is in control of the tabba. Because when you hold this part of the body, this part of the head, you control it. So Allah is holding the nasiya, the forehead of every tabba. And then Hud alayhi salam to his people, Inna Rabbi ala Sirat Mustaqim. He said, Allah is upon the Sirat Mustaqim. So Ibn Qayyim says, وَلَمَّا عَلِمَ نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ هُودٍ أَنَّ رَبَّهُ عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ فِي خَلْقِهِ وَأَمْرِهِ وَنَهْيِهِ وَثَوَابِهِ وَعِقَابِهِ وَقَضَائِهِ وَقَدَرِهِ. When Nuh alayhi salam, Hud alayhi salam knows and he understands and realizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who is upon this Sirat al-Mustaqim. The creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon this Sirat al-Mustaqim. Wa amrihi, his command. Wa nahihi, and things that he wants you to stay away from. Wa thawabihi, and the reward he gives people. Wa iqabihi, and the punishment he level on others. Wa qada'ihi, and the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa qadarihi, the qada and the qadr, this one of them is the execution and the other one is the plan. The qadr is the plan and the qada is the execution of the plan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah sirat al-mustaqim in this regard. Wa man'ihi wa ata'ihi. When he gives, he's upon the sirat al-mustaqim. Wa man'ihi, when he deprives a person, he's upon the sirat al-mustaqim. Wa ata'ihi, when he gives also, he's upon the sirat al-mustaqim. Wa afiyatihi, Allah gives health and peace to somebody who is upon the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Wa bala'ihi, and when Allah tests that a person, he is upon the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Fiqihi wa khuzla'ihi, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not grant a person tawfiq. It means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you ability to see things in the way they are and to be able to follow them. Right? There are people who understand Islam but they don't accept it. So tawfiq is not there. That person might tell, yes, I know it's correct. And there's a true religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that is not tawfiq. And as such, they lost because that knowledge will not benefit them. Abu Talib, did he believe that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying the truth? Yes. He said actually by himself, but that is not tawfiq. He died in kufr. إِنَّكَ لَا تَعْدِي مَنْ أَحْرَبْتُ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is the hidayat tawfiq, we call it. Yeah, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do that. And his tawfiq is upon the sirat al-mustaqim. Allahu a'lam kayfa yaj'alu risalata. He's the best, he knows which place is the best place to put his risala. قَالَ وَتَوْفِيقِهِ وَخُذْلَانِهِ. Khudlan means to be neglected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to be granted a tawfiq. Right? Not to be granted a tawfiq. Allah is the one who does that. Because a person deserves. So, all of these are based on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing them upon the Sirat al-Mustaqim. That means the one who is guided and the one who choose to be misguided, both are based on the adil and the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No injustice whatsoever against anyone. لا يخرج في ذلك عن موجب كماله المقدس. الذي تقتضيه أسماؤه وصفاته. All of these things that you see in Ibn Qayyim being mentioned, they are part of the kamal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his completeness and perfection. The one is sifat necessity. Because he's the only one who has sifat al kamal. يحمد من جميع الوجوه. على جميع الوجوه. You know, no deficiency could be attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تقتضيه أسماؤه وصفاته من العدل والحكمة والرحمة. They are based on justice. Yeah. When Allah misguides, a person is based on justice. They deserve to be misguided. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide is based on his karam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is given not because they deserve, but they get something which qualifies them. Deserving in terms of compensation, they don't. Nobody can pay Allah's mouth. And as such, when he gives us hidayah, this is fadl, the karam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa rahmah is a mercy from Allah. Even the one who has been punished is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person might not have that mercy, but it is a mercy to people to have that person being punished. You get it? Because we reflect, you know, from him, and we stay away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want because of what we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing against that, the person who doesn't want to follow his commandment. Wal ihsan, and the kindness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing to everyone. Because Allah is always kind with us. He does give us what we deserve. Allah gives us more than what we deserve, if we even deserve it. That he gives us more. Yeah? You do something that worth one reward, Allah will give you 10. Multiply it up to 700, up to more than 700. So, good. Allah will give you. What other is favor? For what is the wadi? Female dehi will occupy female dehi, Allah will give you. And also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the reward in its proper place. And the punishment also in its proper place. ووضع التوفيق والخذلان ووضع التوفيق ووضع التوفيق والخذلان والعطاء والمنع والهداية والإضلال. الله سبحانه وتعالى plays the توفيق والخذلان. And those people who deprive the توفيق of Allah سبحانه وتعالى والعطاء, he gives some people, والمنع, he deprives some people, والهداية, he guides some people, والإضلال, he misguides some people. كل ذلك في أماكنه ومحله اللائقة. All of these, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them in their own proper position. That's where one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hakim. What is Al-Hakim? ورد الحكمة وضع الشيء في محله اللائق. حكمة wisdom is to put something in its proper place. Yes, proper place that fits it. This is wisdom. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in all of his actions, he is al-hakim. قَالَ بِحَيْثِ يَسْتَحِقُّ عَلَى ذَلِكَ كَمَالِ الْحَمْدِ وَالثَّانَى. So when you look at all of these, you know that yes, nobody deserves to be praised except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody deserves to be respected except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال وأوجب له ذلك العلم والعرفان إذ نادى على رؤوس الملأ من قومه بجنان ثابت وقلب غير خائف بل متجرد لله. So all of this information, Hud alayhi salam, when he knows about them concerning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that helps him to have the courage to be able to talk in the presence of those giant, you know, creatures. Those giant creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was speaking in front of them with a very strong heart. One that is just pure for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He stood up in front of them, he told them, Inni ushhudu Allah wa ashhadu anni bari'un mimma tushriku. He said, I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to witness this moment. And you also, I want you to witness that I have nothing to do with these idols. I have disconnected myself from whatever you worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as such, take action in the way you want. Do whatever you want. And don't give me respite. I don't care about you. I don't care about your plan. I depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Rabbi wa Rabbi. My Lord and yours. My min dabbatin illa huwa akhidun bi nasiha. Every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the one who is controlling that creation. قال ثم أخبر عن عموم قدرته وقهره لكل ما سواه وذل كل شيء لعظمته فقال ما من دابتن إلا هو آخر بنصيتها. So Hud alayhi salam told them that the one that I am depending on is the most powerful. That's why I like that comment that one of our contemporary scholars was making. Really enjoy that link and connection he was making. You know, talking about those sisters who are pressured because of the way they dress. Dress correctly, and then they get pressure in the community. You shouldn't worry. Well, I like the way he puts it. He says, don't worry at all, because you are the one who's holding upon a ruk shadid. Taking from Lut alayhi salam in the same surah, Surah Hud. That's why Shayya ibn Hud wa akhwatuha. That hadith, which is authenticated by some of the hadithin, the Prophet said, Hud and akhwatuha made me shy. He has white hair because of that. Because those surahs, they contain heavy messages. So Lut alayhi salam, when he realized that those criminals are coming to attack his guests. Who are the guests? The angels, right? Yeah. He says, "Laytani bikum quwwatan aw awi ila ruknin shadid." He said, "I wish I have some strength to fight you back. And I wish I can hold upon a strong pillar." You know, he's talking about somebody to support me against you. Rasulullah said, "Rahim Allah akhana." He says, "May Allah forgive and show mercy upon our brother Lut alayhi salam." He forgot because of the situation. قَالَ فَقَدْ كَانَ يَأْوِي إِلَىٰ رُكُنٍ شَدِيدٍ. He forgot that he is the one who is holding upon the strongest pillar. Ya Allah. What happened to that? Those people? Lut alayhi salam, he says, told him, إِنَّا رُسُلُ رَبِّكَ لَا يَسْلُوا إِلَيْكَ فَأَسْرْ بِأَهْلِكَ بِكِتَئِ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ وَاتَّبِعْ أَدْبَارَهُمْ وَلَا يَلْتَفِدْ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا امْرَأَتُكَ. Subhanallah. Lut alayhi salam, because he's tired of these guys, he told him, "Inna mu'idhum subha." The time for this people to be taken off, to be killed completely, to be destroyed, is Fajr.
He said, Lut alayhi salam, according to some of the Mufassirin, he shows them that fish is too long. You know, those guys don't deserve to live. Yeah, but they're worse than animals. The first people who introduced homosexuality in human beings. So he told them Fajr is too long. And then they tell him, alayhi salam, Kareem. It's just nearby. Just watch. Yeah, because Allah, when He has His own decree, that one will not change. He says, Fajr, Fajr. You want it now, you don't want it now, it doesn't matter. It will not change that. When Fajr comes, that Fajr really was not good for those guys. Jibreel alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَجَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. Lift us the city and turn it upside down from the root. جعلنا عليها سافلها وامطرنا عليهم او عليها place حجارة من سجيل. I turn them upside down, so they fall, and the country, the cities following. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the angel also to throw rocks and stone from hellfire on them. That's how He destroyed them, because He said He punished them the punishment that nobody was ever punished. So you can see the Rukn al-Shadid. Yeah, you can see this is an angel, one angel who came, and he's not even the biggest one in terms of body. You know, he's just the one who is in having the authority as a leader of the angels, but he's not the biggest angel. Yeah, the angel much bigger than Jibreel in terms of size. Hamalat al-Arsh, way bigger than Jibreel in terms of size. But this angel Jibreel al-Islam, who came, Junior is very significant. He took these people like he's taken an insect. Took them, some even said, with the last out of his smallest wing. He has 600 wings. He used only one, the smallest part of it. Took them to the heaven number one. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, until the time He connected them to, I mean, He bring them close, in the way the angels, they can hear people scream, and He turned them upside down. That's how they came back. No, and they died, all of them. Nobody lived, including his wife. So I enjoy the way the Sheikh was making this connection. He says those sisters who are persecuted and oppressed because of them doing that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them to do, they shouldn't worry, because they are the one who is holding upon the rukun, which she did. The strongest protection that woman has is the hijab. It's the hijab. No hijab, no. That is hijab, that is protection. Allah said in Surah Al-Ahzab, He says to the sisters, starting from the wives and the daughters of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He says, يَدْنِيَ عَلَيْهِنَ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِ إِنْ ذَلِكَ أَدْنَا يُعْرَفْنَ فَلَا فَرَيْهِ. Let them dress properly. And this is the best way for them to be recognized by the community and not to be harmed. So let's spread this message, and don't worry. When you do the correct thing, you shouldn't worry about what people are saying. You want people not to talk against you? Then you don't live on our earth. You go to another place where there is no human being. But if you live in the place where there is human being, trust me, if you do something that is correct, you have people who are going to make fun of you. Later on, they will get familiar and then leave you. Which you like. You just need to be patient for a while. And then Shaitan would get bored and leave. But anyway, you shouldn't worry. As long as you know that what you're doing is correct, just go ahead. This is not harmful to anyone. This is what Allah wants to ask you to do, and you're doing it. And somebody doesn't like it, this is his business. Always remember, whoever is plotting against you is the one who will lose. You, Allah. And of our scholars who passed away recently, very great scholar, the earliest people who graduated from Medina, saying that sister doesn't know. Say, wallahi, because of her hijab, the ummah might be in a state of peace. The calamity that befalls the ummah, Allah might remove it because of that. What did she use to get the support from Allah? Her hijab, the preservation of her honor and dignity. She says, yeah, Allah, I never use. I never do. It So good. She said, I never did something wrong in this regard. Allah protect me. And immediately the protection came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That man couldn't have chance to touch her. At the end of the day, he thinks he's shaitan. So the people who brought her, this one is shaitan. So that sheikh said, hijab, you know, and preservation of honor and dignity protected her. She did tawassul with it, and she got what she did. And you also, if you preserve your honor and dignity, the whole community is going to be preserved, and Allah SWT will use this to protect you. Right? Allah can protect you from anywhere, but He asks you for your own benefit to dress properly. So please do spread this message and ask people to be patient, you know, to make this line in any Muslim territory. That's the only way we can stop the intention, you know, to have this evil behavior of promiscuity and zina in rampant in the communities. So back to the thing. So Lut alayhi salam, Hud alayhi salam, he told them, "Inni ushuru Allah wa ashhadu anni bari'un mimma tushrikuna min dunihi fakiduni jami'an thumma la tunthurun inni tawakkaltu ala Allahi rabbi wa rabbi." He said, I trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Rabbi wa rabbikum. Wa min dabbatin illa huwa akhidhun bi nasiyatiha. And you should know that every single one of you is controlled by Allah. You are under His control, so you can't do anything to you. So he talked to them, he told them about the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He reminded them about this. And he reminded them about their nature, which is to be, you know, somebody who is humiliated. You know, when you compare him with the power and the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're nothing. Yeah? Technically they are nothing. To the Imam Dabbatin illa huwa akhidhun bi nasiyatiha. You should know that everyone is controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna rabbi ala salati muslim. There is a warning for this. You have to be very careful. Inna rabbi ala salati muslim. Is the just. And no matter how much you try to run, you will never run out. Is there Allah Siratul Mustaqim waiting for everyone, and every decision he takes against or for somebody is based on justice and karam. قَالَ فَكَيْفَ أَخَافُ. So it's like he's telling them, كَيْفَ أَخَافُ مَنْ نَاسِيَتِهِ بِيَدِكَيْدِهِ. Why am I going to be afraid of somebody who's controlled by others? He doesn't even have control over himself, and I'm going to be afraid of him. Now, this is a very good message for us, right? You are afraid of others, and you neglect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Izzuddin Abdi Salam, Sultan al-Ulama, they said, somebody asked him, how come, you know, you say whatever you want to say in front of these corrupt leaders, aren't you scared of them? He said, no. He said, wallahi, whenever I stand next to them, I'm standing in front of them, I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His greatness. He said, after having this reflection, I see them just like flies in front of me. That's why they call him the Sultan of the Scholars, because of this behavior of being able to say the truth in front of everyone. They ask him, aren't you scared of them? He said, no. Honestly speaking, whenever I approach them, I just remember Allah. When I remember Allah, I just see like flies next to me. I don't see Him, you know. I become blind. That's why I say whatever I believe to be correct, which I know He has to hear that. SubhanAllah, Allah protected him from them. He lived that kind of life of protection. The last part of grant us good. So don't be afraid of Him. Just be afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But do the right thing. Is it part of the fear of Allah to do that? The right. They won't break the laws and say that I'm only afraid of Allah. No, you're not afraid of Allah, that's why you break the laws. Allah would not support you if you do something wrong. Yeah? Allah doesn't support criminals. Whoever does something wrong has to receive the punishment, and Allah will not support him. But if you're good and somebody is plotting against you, you shouldn't worry. Allah will stand for you. وهو في قبضته وتحت قهره وسلطانه فأدونه ومثل هذا الأمر أجهل الجهل He says, how am I going to be afraid of somebody? That's the worst type of ignorance. For me to be afraid of somebody who is controlled by Allah. Right? I should be afraid of the one who is controlling him, not the one who is controlled by somebody. He said, it's ignorance, injustice, and unfairness also. قال ثم أخبر سبحانه وتعالى ثم أخبر أنه سبحانه وتعالى على صراط مستقيم في كل ما يقضيه في كل ما يقضيه ويقدره فلا يخاف العبد جوره ولا أخاف فلا أخاف ما دونه فإن ناصيته بهدي. And then Hud عليه السلام told them that Allah سبحانه وتعالى is upon the صراط المستقيم in every decree he has. Maybe Qadr Allah subhanahu is upon the Sirat al-Mustaqim. And if this is the case, then I don't fear anyone except Allah. A slave shouldn't fear anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You get it? And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you are with him, tatma'in. لأنك لا تخاف جوره ولا ظلمه. And the one who is upon the Sirat al-Mustaqim doesn't oppress. You're not afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being oppressed. Allah doesn't oppress. So, and I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't fear anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because I believe that person is controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا أَخَافُ جَوْرَهُ وَلَا ظُلْمَهُ فَإِنَّهُ عَلَى صَلَاةٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. I'm not afraid of any oppression to come from Allah because Allah is upon the Sirat al-Mustaqim. هو سبحانه وتعالى ماضي في عبده حكمه وعادل فيه قضاؤه له الملك وله الحمد لا يخرج تصرفه في عباده عن العدل والفضل. Every decree of Allah سبحانه وتعالى has to pass in his creation the way he prescribed. And his hukum and his judgment are all based on justice and karam and fadl. When he punished, this is based on justice. When he rewards, this is based on karam wal ihsan. And kingdom belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا يخرج تصرفه في عباده عن العدل والفضل. He never did something, you know, which is part of his control in his creation that goes against justice and karam wal ihsan. Never. إن أعطى وأكرم وهدى ووفق when Allah gave, when Allah honored a person, when Allah guide, when Allah grant tawfiq for someone to see the guidance, for the fadlihi wa rahmati, it's taking place because of his fadl and the mercy, not because we this is our right, it's just because of the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his mercy. Wa in mana'a wa ahana wa adalla wa akhd wa khadala وأشقى بعدله وحكمته. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprive a person from getting something, and if Allah disrespects something, humiliate this person, and if Allah did not want somebody to be misguided, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be guided, Allah misguided him, because Allah did not give him the hidayah, because it is his right to give it to whoever he is pleased with. These are the people who are looking for. If Allah neglects somebody, doesn't support him. وَأَشْقَى, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a person non-righteous, somebody who is not in the right path, فَبِعَدْلِهِ وَحِكْمَتِهِ. This happens based on the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his hikmah. You get it? Allah doesn't oppress. Whenever you see him misguided, Allah, this is what he has chosen for him, for himself. وهو على صراط مستقيم في هذا واحد. Allah سبحانه وتعالى is upon the صراط المستقيم in both guidance and punishment. Guidance and also removing the tawfiq from a person. قال وفي الحديث الصحيح ما أصاب عبد قط هم ولا حزن قال اللهم إني عبدك وابن عبدك وابن أمتك ناصيتي بيدك ماض في حكمك عدل في قضاؤك أسألك اللهم بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحد من الخلق أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبي ربيع قلبي ونور صدري وجلاء حزني وذهاب همي وغمي إلا أذهب الله همه وغمه وأبدله مكانه فرح فرجا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this authentic hadith, he says, مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ أَوْ مَا أَصَابَ عَبْدٍ قَطْتُ هَمٌّ وَلَا حَزَنٌ. A person will never be affected by stress and depression and sadness. And then he raises up his hand and says, اللهم إِنِّي عَبْدٌ. He says, يا أبو, I am your slave, the son of your slave, the son of your female slave. So Amatuk is a female slave. Abd is a male slave. Nasiyati biyadik, you are the one who is in control of everything in my life. That's the meaning of nasiyati biyadik, meaning my forehead is controlled by you. Yeah. That means you're telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I confess that you are in control of everything that concerns me. And also, whatever you decide and you decree, your judgments are always executed. Nothing can stop them. And whatever you judge, you know, whatever decree you have on me is based on justice. So you're doing it also, right? Yeah, seeking the support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using this tawassul, asma'illahi wa sifati. This is the best type of tawassul. Right? You do it with the names of Allah and His sifati. There are other two which are halal, tawassul, al-amal salih, righteous deed. And the last one is to be du'a rajul salih. Do the tawassul by asking a righteous person to make du'a for you. Like what we always do. This lowest kind of tawassul. The best one is the first one, followed by the second one, and then the last one. Other than that, is wrong. Any other tawassul. That's why in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, when they needed to have water, They go for this istisqa. Umar said, Ya Allah, whenever this happens in the time of Rasulullah, we used to go to him and ask him to make dua for us. And he will. You remember that Bedouin who came to him? And the Prophet was making khutbah. He said, Ya Rasulullah, halakat al-mawashi wa anqata'at al-subul wa ja'a al-ilya. He said, Ya Rasulullah, people are hungry. People are starving. You know, halak al-zira. He said the plant is dead. People cannot afford going around, you know, because there is no water. He said, Ya Rasulullah, please make dua for us. Tawassul bi du'ai Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua. Anas ibn Malik said, Wallahi ma bi sama' min qaza. He said that the sky is very clear. No single dot of cloud. Very clear. He said, Fajatan, when the Prophet ﷺ made that dua, a small cloud appears from the side of the Sala, Jabal Sala. It's the place in Hayushanaqita, the place where the trenches were dug during the Battle of the Trench. So he said, from that area, we saw the cloud just emerge just like that. Get it? Barakat, you know, that then they kept on increasing, and then Medina became dark. Just like that. SubhanAllah. It started raining. Amtarat usbu'an. It gives them rain for 1 week, continuously, non-stop. After 1 week, that man came back again. He said, Ya Rasulullah. He said the same thing. People are getting into trouble. And the plantation also are dying. The animals also are dying. Because of what? Rain. Too much. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also he came also on Friday, the same time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua. He did not say, Ya Allah, stop the rain. He said, Ya Allah, hawalayna wa la alayna. He said, Ya Allah, it's around us, but not on us. And as Ibn Malik said, Allah, in front of our eyes, the rain is موجزة من معجزات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So that's the tawassul bi du'a rajul salih. It's okay for you to ask somebody that you hope good in him. But you have to be very careful. Don't go and ask shaitan in the clothes of righteous people. We do have them. Yeah? That's why the best is to make du'a you yourself. Wallahi, trust me, sometimes your du'a might be quicker than the du'a of somebody else. Because Allah wants you to come to him. So you're doing an act of worship. It might be quicker in terms of response than somebody else. So you do it first. And then if you need to make a mazin, please, I need something. I'm busy trying to get something. Please include me in your du'a. I'm also making du'a, but please you also remember me in your du'a for me to get this thing. So it's fine. But it's better for you to make it yourself. It's better for you to ask by yourself. Yeah, that's the tawassul. So he does the tawassul in this du'a first, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the best type of the tawassul. And then he says, As'aluka bi kulli ismin huwa lak. And then the tawassul continues. So I'm asking you, using the name, any name which is yours. So might be nafsak, the one that you call yourself with it. Aw anzaltahu fi kitab, or the one that you reveal in your book. Aw allamtahu ahadan min khalqik, or you taught somebody which is not teach the rest. That means only a few know that name. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will be giving some names when on the Day of Judgment. Those names, he said, I've never heard of them. Yeah, when he makes sujood to so the arch, Allah will inspire him new attributes. He said, it's the first time he heard of them. I was ta'athir to be in al ghaybi indak, or any name that you are the only one who knows. Nobody knows. That means the name of Allah and attributes, are they restricted to 99? No, not at all. There are more than 99 names. So what does he want? You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen you, to expand your chest. So when you say, Ya Allah, and taj'al al-Qur'an al-azim rabi'a qalbi. You want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make Qur'an rabi'a qalbi. And it unsul. Rabi is a spring, that nice season, right? You want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you comfort in your heart, to make your life easy, tranquility of the heart. When you are sadri, to put light in your chest. When you are husni, and to remove your sadness with the Quran. And trust me, my dear brothers and sisters, Quran does that. Away from the Quran. Read Quran all the time. With care, focus, inshallah, you'll be on peace in terms of sadness and depression. Even by association. وَذَهَابَ هَمِّي وَغَمْ. And also you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the Quran the reason why your worries and your stress will be removed from you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you do this, Allah will definitely remove your worries and stress and your. And he is going to replace this with faraj. Faraj means success. Allah will take you out of these stressful moment that puts you in a state of comfort and tranquility and peace of mind. قالوا يا رسول الله ألا نعلمهن ألا نتعلمهن يا رسول الله can we learn this to practice it? قال بلى ينبغي لكل من سمعهن أن يتعلمهن. Said it is not appropriate for anyone who hears about this du'a except unless he learns about it. He says it is recommended that whoever hears about this du'a to learn the du'a and memorize it and do it from time to time. قال وهذا يتناول حكم الرب الكوني والأمري وقضاءه الذي يكون باختيار العبد وغير اختياره وكلا الحكمين ماض في عبده. وكل القضاءين عدل فيه فهذا الحديث مشتق من هذه الآية بينهما قرب نسب. Ibn Qayyim says this hadith contains both the حكم of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala الكوني والأمري الكوني والأمري الكوني والشرعي both of them are included in this and the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it based on the ikhtiyar the choice of the slave or the one that is beyond his choice and ability. You just have to watch what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing. Both of them are contained in this hadith. تعالى وكل الحكمين ماض في أمره. And both these حكم of Allah سبحانه وتعالى executed and supposed to pass peacefully on the creation of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. The same goes to the قضاء of Allah in whatever sense, good or bad, is based on justice of Allah سبحانه وتعالى in His creation. That's why Sheikh said, فَهَذَا الْحَدِيثُ مُشْتَقٌ مِنَ الْآيَةِ, as if this hadith is extracted from this ayah, the ayat of Hud alayhi salam. It's a good idea because he says, نَاصِيَتِي بِيَدِكَ مَاذٍ فِيَا حُكْمُكَ. That means if the nasiya is controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means all of the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are also supposed to be executed on a person where you have no choice except to obey. He said between this ayah and this hadith, that is a very strong connection. Not necessarily this, but connection. They are related to each. Allah grant us good and tawfiq and be with us wherever we are. Now we'll be kulli jameelin kafeer. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Alhamdulillah, we are coming closer to the end of the book, inshallah. I have only little left, and then we move to the second. That will be the first book I think we finish, right? Yeah, that will be a success. We should slaughter some camels, you know? It's good to laugh at those people who are not coming to the class physically. We have some walima and we eat in front of them. They have to come to the class to just watch. Anyway, Allah grant us. Any question? Yes, sir.
As-salamu alaykum, Shaykh. I read somewhere that city fruit is at the bottom of the Dead Sea.
True, or is this from Christian sources?
Yeah, that's what they said. And it looks like it is true. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to tell the Arabs, sorry, I have to stretch my neck next to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to talk to the Arabs and tell them, وَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَمْرُّونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مُسْبِحِينَ وَبِاللَّيْلِ. He tell them, لُوطَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ لُوطَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. You even forgot the surah and you're going to correct me. Can I punch you? Yeah. That's Yunus. Yunus and Yunus. Yeah. Ah, yeah. Does it even begin with the Hud al-Bin al-Mursaleen? Nobody memorized, and it's not Wulutan also. So check it out. We must get this correctly. وَإِنَّ الْوَطَنَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ.
Yeah.
إِذْ نَجَّيْنَهُ وَأَهْلَهُ أَجْمَعِينَ. الحمد لله, I put my memorization, living with weak memorizers. Sorry, Abdurrahman and Bazin. So next time, be prepared when you come here. So otherwise, it will be the أُفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ. So, إِذْ قَالَ لِأَهْلِهِ, إِذْ قَالَ لِي, إِذْ نَجَّيْنَهُ وَأَهْلَهُ أَجْمَعِينَ. إلا عجوزا في الغابرين ثم دمرنا الآخرين وإنكم لتمرون عليهم مصبحين وبالليل. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you guys are always passing through them, night and also the morning. So most of the mufassirin says, because this is the place, the Dead Sea, this is where they were killed, and this is the route going to Sham to buy things. It always comes. So most likely is correct. As for the information that they discover those people, that's what I cannot get from that. Yeah. But is it true that yes, the place is known? Yes, the place is known.
Secondly, when you are praying for Tawfiq, are you allowed to pray and ask Allah to show you the contents of someone else's heart?
No. That's exaggeration.
It's
not good actually for us to have access to that. Otherwise, and there is no way for you to verify. There is no way for you. Now, if I try my best to tell others about your thought, you're right, and all of these things are speculations. They don't have any reality if you don't put it in action. That's why the Aqidah of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah says, he says, نحكم بالظاهر على ما بدا لنا. We judge people based on what appears to us. ونكشف سرائر الخلق إلى الله عز وجل. And we leave that secret, you know, part of life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Osama bin Zayd, if you look at this scenario, he was chasing this guy, and the man was saying whatever he wants to say and running away from them until the time they put him in a corner. He realized that death is down from home. What did he say? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I mean, looking at what exactly happens, if you were to judge, what would you say? The same as Osama. This man is just running away from death. Osama said, Ya Rasulullah, he's running away from death because of this and that. Osama said, did you open his heart? He said, why didn't you take the heart and check and see whether he's talking or he's lying? You get it? So that's the reason why the scholar said, what appears to us, we judge. But the same, we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, if a person attempted and he shows you some sign, you cannot say, no, I don't know his intention. No, you act based on the sign. You see somebody with gun and he is pointing at you. And then you say, maybe his intention is good. No, you run away or you take action against him. You don't wait for him until he shoots you. And then you say, you will understand whether he is serious or not. Get the idea? Yeah, when you see the sign from his action that translate that which is in the heart, you act upon it.
Question of sister, could you please explain the meaning of Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 42?
Yeah, that's mixing the truth with the falsehood. Yeah, that's the challenge. People are working as lawyers and you know, they twist the truth. They know it, but they twist it. Yeah, they put it in, they beautify the falsehood, and make it the way it looks like the truth, so that they can gain the side of the crowd. Because when you do that, you mix the truth with the falsehood, you're hiding the truth. That's why I say, وَتَكْتُمُ الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. You hide the truth, knowing that this is the truth. Right? The Jew, this is the attitude of the Jew. They know that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the truth, but they have a lot of doubt. You ask him 5 questions, and he answers all the 5 questions. And he asked them to promise him to accept him if he answered the question, and they promised. He said, like the promise you had with your father, Yaqub alayhi salam, they say yes. And then he said, if I answer, you will accept Islam? They say, yes. And then when he finished all the questions, they said, we have one last one. What is that? He said, who is your friend? He said, Jibril. And they said, friend, they're not talking about they're talking about the one who is coming to you to give you the revelation. Who? He said, Jibril. They said, we will not accept you. Jibril is our enemy. They said, Jibril is our enemy. And as such, we will not trust you. If you tell us Mikael is your friend, we will accept. Because Jibril brings nothing except tragedy. He's the only one. He's the one who's bringing the tornado and the storm, and what else? Disaster to the people, and they don't. They don't say when they don't, but they said he's the one who's bringing disaster to the people. Yeah, they will not forget him because he hates them so much. That's true. When they said that this is our enemy, that's true. The only mistake they made is they restricted the enmity to Japan. Correct one is Mikael is also is the enemy number two. If we say Jibril is number one, Mikael is number two. Right? That's why Umar ibn Khattab, in that narration, although narration is weak, he told them, if you were to tell me that Jibril hates you, and you're telling me that because they told him, according to that narration, that according to the Jew, they said Jibril is standing next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on his face, and Mikael is on the left. Umar said, wait a minute, what are you talking about? And you're trying to convince me that the one who put them in on his side, he loves you, and he brought them closer. He said, what does that mean? He said, no, what I believe in is that the one who brought Jibril closer to him hates you so much. That's why Jibril and Mikael also hate you. And whoever is hated by Jibril is hated by Mikael. So that's why the mistake the Jew made is to say that Jibril hates them only. But the truth is, Jibril hates them. Allah hates them. Mikael hates them. Actually, all of the angels also hate them. Because whoever is hated by Allah is hated by all the angels. So they know the truth, but they don't accept the Prophet simply because of what? Because he's from the Jew. So they have their own modifications of the truth and all of these excuses they have. Allah told them, "La tabtul haqqa bil batil, taqtum al haqqa wa antum ta'lamun." Again, it's our time also, we use it to address those lawyers in the court. They know the truth, but they say that. You know, so that they can get the side of the judgment. Yes. Which this is a Rabia, this is an emphasis on what they did when you cover the truth with the falsehood. You get this? What are you doing? You're covering the truth. When you mix the truth with the falsehood, in the way we cannot differentiate the truth from the falsehood. What am I doing? I'm hiding the truth. That's why he says, وَتَقْتُمُ الْحَقَّ. That's an emphasis which translates and interprets the first one. You get it? It's an emphasis on the first one. When you mix the truth with the falsehood, you're covering it. That's why he says, وَتَقْتُمُ الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. You're hiding the truth and you know that this is the truth, and you're not supposed to hide it, but you did. That's where were you when I was given the lawyers in the court manipulating the truth? They know it is the truth and the fact, but they manipulate it. It covers it with something, with dubious, you know, tricks. There was a time they brought a person to the court and he brought a lawyer. Now this, when you see them in the court, subhanAllah, one of them brought 60 lawyers to the court. It's like, what are these guys that are coming to do? You already understand what kind of things are going to happen in the court. Why does he need 60 people in the court? But anyway, so this lawyer came, and this is a person who was killed. You know, who was killed. So the murderer, you know, one of them was killed. He was killed by a group of people, if I'm not mistaken. And the government got one of them. They brought him to the court. And so this guy is rich. He has money, so he took a lawyer. The lawyer comes to the court. Right after he gets inside the court, he asked them to bring a broom. They brought him a broom. He took a broom. He was waiting. Everyone was wondering, what is he going to do? He waited first until the time the fly came. He hit the fly with it. The fly died. He told them, show me which part of the broom killed this fly. He said, how do we know? So then, how do you know that this guy, it is simple dumbness that he is using to gain the side of, he knows that this person is not right. You know, this is what many of the lawyers are doing. They know that this person is not having the truth with him, but they can have the courage to go to the court and do and see whatever they can do to cover the reality so that the judge would not see anything except what they are. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I'm a human being like you. Perhaps some of you might be more eloquent, you know, in terms of explanation, better than his brother. He says, if you talk, you might talk in a way that I will decide the case for you. But in the reality, you're not the one who has the right over the thing. So I give you the thing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if I do that and you take it, you should know that you're taking fire into your stomach. So this is the example. You can have many examples, in our daily life. That's why I said to cover the truth, to mix it with the truth. You know that this is not true, but you say it in a way that people will see it as if it is a truth. Next
question. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sheikh. JazakAllahu khair. Ahsanallahu alayka fi al-dunya wa al-akhirah. First question, Sheikh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sheikh. Will I achieve tranquility in the heart by reading Quran even if I don't understand Arabic?
Bismillah azza wa jalla. Do it calmly. Inshallah, you will. Ibillah. You see the Hufaz of Quran, some of them, they don't know anything except a little. But subhanAllah, you can see the sign of tranquility. You'll be able to know the difference between the one who memorized and the one who did not memorize among the people. Done. Only 5 minutes to
be. Next question, Sheikh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sheikh. The hadith, Man salla al-fajr fa huwa fi dhimmatillah. In this hadith, the question I want to ask, you know, how to understand it in the aspect of a sister. If the husband or father goes to masjid, will the wife and daughters be protected, or it requires the sisters to pray in jama'ah at home?
That kind of protection when you pray fajr fi jama'ah, if you take the version that says fi jama'ah, they will not be included. But if you check the one that says man salla al-fajr fa huwa fi dhimmatillah, then brothers and sisters and everyone is included. Good idea. Praise the time, she's also included in protection. However, even if you say that this is only applicable in the masjid, if she doesn't go to the masjid, she's not included, it doesn't matter. We have a lot of ways to do it. You just have to say, Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa fis sama'i wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim, three times. She will be under whose protection? Allah's protection. So we have so many ways to. Yeah, so saying this is only for these people doesn't mean you cannot get it. Do you get the idea? Yeah. But then there are some other narrations in the knowledge that says, Sallal fajr fa huwa fi dhimmatillah. Person prays fajr without restricting to jama'ah. You get the idea? And if masjid is not made mention, although it is the norm, so when they pray also at home, they get the same reward. And if the jama'ah is not intended, then she prays alone. You pray alone. Let's say you are in the place where there is no masjid, you pray alone on time. You also get the protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.